Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book boundaries in dating, how healthy choices grow healthy relationships. What would you do if your partner asked you out on a date? Perhaps you would enthusiastically agree, arrange a whole itinerary, figure out what you are going to wear, then come to an agreement on where you should eat and what time you should see a movie. Alternatively, you may have already had plans, but in order to accommodate him, you decide to postpone or cancel your commitments, thereby disrupting your own schedule. Of course, there's also the possibility that you've recently had a hard time getting along with him, but every time you hang out it fills him with hope, and now you're hesitating whether to say what you really think. Now do you see what we're saying? Not every date is truly romantic, as the book Boundaries in Dating points out. For some people, dating can be messy, hurtful, and difficult. But do we stop dating because of that? Well, that's not a real solution, because the problem isn't dating, it's us. Dating is one of the ways that we get to know each other and grow as individuals. In the course of dating, some people develop mutual respect and love which leads them toward marriage, while others lack the maturity to stay in love. What can we do to make a date go the way we want it to? This book's answer: maintain your boundaries and enjoy the date. Boundaries protect us, they allow us to enjoy our own happiness, take responsibility for our own improvement and development, and bring positivity into our lives. During the dating process, we need to be clear about our preferences, be honest with ourselves, allow ourselves our own space, and remember to use boundaries to save the relationship if the other person does something wrong. We can't decide what other people do, but there are definitely ways in which we can better ourselves. The book Boundaries in Dating will help you set dating boundaries and become a more authentic, supportive, loving person, thereby also influencing your partner so you can grow together. The authors of this book, Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend, are prominent Christian psychologists whose books we've covered before, such as Boundaries with Kids, Boundaries in Marriage, and Boundaries: When to Say Yes, How to Say No to Take Control of Your Life. Both authors have doctorates in clinical psychology and are esteemed practicing psychologists in the United States. They sometimes co-host the nationally broadcast counseling radio show New Life Live. Many of the cases in the book are based on stories from their own lives. Townsend admits that the book reflects his own dating experience, and that memories of those years have enriched his life, making him more mature and rational. We believe this book will also give you a new perspective on yourself, your partner, and dating as a whole. Next, we're going to discuss boundaries in dating in three parts. Part 1: Why do we need boundaries in dating? Part 2: How can you set your dating boundaries? Part 3: How do you set boundaries with someone you are dating? What are boundaries? Simply put, a boundary is the line that helps you define your emotional domain. When you have a clear boundary in your emotional world, you can obviously distinguish between your own space and someone else's. When someone crosses that boundary, you can immediately feel it, and you know what you can and can't do. For example, imagine that your friend asks you to do a favor for them. After some consideration, you say no, because you don't think you can do it. In this case, you're holding your own boundary. In short, boundaries serve to value and protect one's own emotions, beliefs, behaviors, and attitudes. So why do we need boundaries in dating? Boundaries help us figure out who we are, what we like, and what we don't like. For example, if you are committed to your beliefs, and that includes a commitment to not having sex before marriage, then you expect your partner to be dedicated to that principle as well. When you tell your partner about your expectations, you're telling them who you really are and taking a stand for your own beliefs. Your honesty allows you to protect yourself. The book especially emphasizes the importance of authenticity in dating. Trust is everything in a healthy relationship, and cheating destroys this bond between couples. As soon as your trust is broken, you must work to fix it. Remember, honesty is the cornerstone of all relationships, especially in dating and marriage. Cheating is a frequent occurrence when dating. For example, when a man is already in a serious relationship, but he is simultaneously dating someone else. Some people may hide their previous relationships because they are secretly still with their ex. When the current partner finds out, they feel cheated, and the relationship cannot go on. On a less serious note, there are also people who absolutely don't like classical music, but in order to make their partner like them more, they accompany the music lover to concerts again and again. This is also a form of self-deception. All of these things can be hurtful to both parties, so the most important boundary in dating is authenticity. Make a rule for yourself, such as I will never get involved with a liar, or these are the conditions that must be met for me to forgive someone if they lie. Of course, in order to not associate with liars, you need to first be honest about your own needs and not lie to others. After all, the type of person you are determines the types of people that will be attracted to you. When you choose to be honest with yourself, you gain freedom in dating. But don't forget that you also have to honor your own responsibilities, which brings us to the second reason we need boundaries in dating. Responsibility and freedom are equally important. Freedom, the author emphasizes, is the ability to make choices based on your own values and not from a place of fear or guilt. For example, imagine that your partner's parents are pushing them to get married and they are in turn putting pressure on you. You may feel that you have to agree or you may lose your relationship. At this point, you are actually losing some of your freedom in dating. Your responsibilities do not only involve keeping the relationship healthy, but also being able to say no to things you aren't ready for. Some people who are in love practice unlimited tolerance when it comes to their partner's mistakes, letting the other person constantly hurt themselves, but this is irresponsible to the blameless party. When freedom and responsibility coexist, both partners can create a healthy and mature relationship environment. Setting boundaries is therefore key to protecting one's freedom, responsibility, and love, as well as improving relationships. Dating is a step towards finding a lifelong partner, and the process requires mature people to invest in each other. This means that each person in the relationship must improve, develop, and support each other with a positive attitude. Setting boundaries helps us ward off our inner loneliness and build our own social circle, rather than relying on dating for our happiness and satisfaction. You might know someone who every time they end a relationship immediately starts another one, and they choose a partner using very different criteria each time. For them, it doesn't matter who they're with, they're just trying to get rid of their loneliness by falling in love, even if the new relationship is unsuitable. In the book, the author proposes a very important rule: you don't have to be in a relationship to be happy and fulfilled. What does that mean? It means that one should not rely too much on others. Your happiness and methods to combat loneliness should not be based on dating or getting married. It is easy to make the wrong judgment and decide that the partner in front of you is the right one. What really matters is developing the ability to make yourself happy. So, don't let the fear of being alone cause you to abandon your boundaries. Try to be an independent person so that you don't get caught up in a dead-end relationship. Everyone wants a healthy relationship like this: two people who love each other, but are also independent, who have their own social circles, enough time to go on dates with each other, and who share the same vision and goals for the future. Yes, love is wonderful, but love can't solve everything. Only you can solve your own problems. The more complete your life is, the less you rely on a single relationship for your sense of safety. That concludes the first part of today's content. Setting boundaries in dating allows us to be ourselves and protect both parties. Necessary boundaries allow us to enjoy freedom in life while taking responsibility for each other and moving the relationship in the direction we both want it to go. For some, establishing boundaries is a way to ward off loneliness, confront vulnerability or pain, make corrections, and repair oneself so that they are no longer dependent on a single connection for happiness. They can have an interesting inner life, they can grow into stable and whole human beings who are independent, and this will help them to have a truly happy life. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.